Mrs. Macpherson sways along the train, carrying her cardboard tea container, and sees, from the corner of her gaze,
a boy by the window, cocoon wrapped in technical devices, earphones, white cheek Apple Mac, undoubted apple of his eye.
He, the blonde hero, Wolf Harrier, deftly leaping rock over rock, is at last nearing the Citadel, where he will meet the Princess Arcadia, where she of the lynx skin bikini, lissome long legs. If only he makes that last dangerous jump.
Unseen, the Cairngorms go speeding by as a solitary hawk hovers over its prey.
Meg Macpherson, at the carriage's end, stumbles against a cumbersome suitcase.
Next to it, the girl remains in oblivion, mesmerized by events on the screen of her own little white apple, and her fingers responding concerto.
She, the Princess Arcadia, breaking all records to meet Jump on Jump, her Wolf Harrier hope. He of the torque-covered torso, the biceps, the boots, to whom alone the wizard entrusted the key to the casket she carries to save the universe. If only she crosses that last orc-infested ravine.
Unseen, a wildcat, affronted at the noise of the train, retreats, spitting back to its lair in the crags.
Mrs. Macpherson finally reaches her seat, to find the one opposite's now been taken by a grey-haired man of military bearing. His Scotsman turned to the crossword just in the way she herself had left hers. Soon, they're both engaged in the tussle to find the last answer. Elusive, until, "Oh, hi, it's serendipity," they cry out together. Then, relaxing to more trivial matters, they turn to the topic of youth, viewed by age, and Mrs. Macpherson discloses her sorrow at the lad and the lassie in the carriage next door, who'd make such a bonny wee couple, but those machines simply possess them. It's like some diabolical spell to keep them caught up forever into separate worlds. "Oh, aye," the man softly replies, "these young folk miss every chance," and daringly lifts his can to her with a gentle, ironical grin. And the widow Macpherson, suddenly glad at so long a journey, with an answering gleam in her eye, raises her cup back to him.
Meantime, the boy and the girl, each seeking secret gasps of their rollies, meet by chance in the gap between carriages, and, complicit, start up conversation.
"Though he thinks this is no Princess Arcadia, no Wolf Harrier here," is her echoing thought. Both ponder then. "Well, even so, perhaps, and just maybe."
It turns out they have the same destination. Unseen, caught up in the wind whirl above the train, two butterflies spin towards the blue yonder, and the doe and the stag in the valley canter together in a race to the hills.
"Oh, the summertime is coming, and the flowers are sweetly blooming, where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go to big wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon pure crystal fountain, and around lassie go, lassie go.